With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. If he wins Senate confirmation, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will hold a key cabinet post in the new Trump administration. The president-elect is nominating him for Health and Human Services Secretary. Announcing his choice of North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum for Interior Secretary, Mr. Trump promises amazing things.
We're going to do things with energy and with land, interior, that is going to be incredible.
Former Georgia GOP Congressman and Air Force Reserve Chaplain Doug Collins, Mr. Trump's pick for Veterans Affairs Secretary.
A lawyer by trade and a member of Congress from 2013 to 2021, Collins is a staunch supporter of Trump and was one of his biggest defenders in the House during Democratic-led impeachment hearings against the then president. Since leaving Washington, D.C., he served as a legal counsel for Trump. Collins joined the Air Force Reserve in 2002 after serving 2 years as a Navy chaplain in the mid-1990s. He later deployed to Iraq in 2008 as part of the 94th Air Wing at Dobbins Air Reserve Base in Marietta, Georgia. Trump said in a statement, Collins will be a great advocate for current and former service members. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A pro-Trump senator advises GOP colleagues not to oppose the Trump cabinet nominees.
Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is a staunch Trump ally and warns GOP colleagues who oppose his nominees or legislation that, quote, we're going to try to get you out of the Senate. He told Fox Business News Republicans who oppose Trump nominees should get out of the way. In fact, the U.S. Constitution calls on senators to advise and consent on nominations, but Tuberville says Trump's big margin of victory gives him a strong mandate and that he deserves to assemble the team he wants to carry out his agenda. Bob Agner reporting.
An upbeat report on retail sales. A government report sales rose solidly in October. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 147, NASDAQ futures off 176 points. This is SRN News. The Pope makes another controversial appointment.
In a move that is almost certain to enrage conservative Catholics around the globe, Francis has selected as his new pastor to the papal household a priest who embraces homosexuality. Roberto Pasolini has delivered remarks in which he questioned the condemnation of homosexuality in Scripture and suggested that King David and his friend Jonathan might have been gay. Many conservative Catholics fear Pope Francis is moving toward approval of homosexual marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic lawmakers who wield control of the Virginia legislature are hoping to make their state the first in the South to enshrine abortion in the Constitution. The process bypasses Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin, whose signature is not required on a constitutional amendment. However, under Virginia law, the General Assembly must pass proposed amendments twice in at least 2 years, with a legislative election sandwiched between each state House session. This is SRN News. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell seems to think there is light at the end of the tunnel in the drive to tame inflation.
The Fed is expected to announce another quarter-point rate cut next month after a cut last week and in September. Speaking in Dallas, Powell said inflation is going in the right direction.
With labor market conditions in rough balance and inflation expectations well anchored, I expect inflation to continue to come down toward our 2% objective, albeit on a sometimes bumpy path.
Powell was asked about President-elect Trump's plan to impose sweeping tariffs.
The answer isn't obvious until we see the actual policies.
Powell also talked about the independence of the Fed. Donald Trump has asserted that as president, he should have a say on rate policies. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Tropical storm Sarah dumping flooding rains across Central America and Mexico. Forecasters say it's still too soon to know what it will bring next week to portions of the eastern Gulf of Mexico. More details at srnnews.com.